The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly is here, and a number of things on the agenda today. Yes. First of all, that Facebook hack, if that's what it was, of some 50 million users.
Yeah, it seems like it. I don't know if it was a hack or if it was just a little bit of a loophole that somebody went and figured out that you could exploit. So, as you said, 50 million users around the world. The Data Protection Commissioner has said that we think a small portion of them, around 5 million, were European accounts. We don't know how many, if any, were Irish accounts. But Facebook are working to try and figure out what happened, what was done with the data, if anything, and if the loophole can be closed down. So we're going to hear later on if Facebook will have to appear before another Oireachtas committee. I'm kind of a little bit, it's kind of like Groundhog Day now. Every few months there seems to be something going on. But if
this is a glitch that they don't like themselves and have fixed it, that's it.
Yeah, I think now, maybe I'm just a little bit fatigued by it, but what I would love to know is, has anyone actually ditched their Facebook given the last number of things? So you and I have been talking about Facebook for a long time, but since January alone, there have been at least three notable stories about Facebook: data breaches, data protection, comments, all that kind of stuff. Has anyone actually ditched their Facebook? I don't know anyone who has. They may not use it as much, but they haven't deactivated, they haven't deleted their information, so do let us know.
Okay, another quick one before we talk about a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk about the phone that your selfie will always make you look good.
Yeah, so we mentioned last week and the week before about the new iPhones. So we've three new iPhones on the market. So there's the iPhone, and I always have to say these slowly. So there's the iPhone XS or the XS, depending on how you say it. Then there's the XS Max, or the Xmas, as I call it, and then there's the XOR. But the users have been taking some selfies, and they've realised that the selfie camera makes them more beautiful. Yeah, so what it does is it fixes your skin tone, it removes blemishes. Basically, everyone looks like a babe on it. And some people are saying this is great, and other people are slightly appalled. Now, I understand those who are appalled, because when I got the Samsung Galaxy Note 9, and I turned on the selfie camera, I was like, Jesus, I'm looking well today. And then I realised the beauty filter was turned up to 10. And I thought, oh, hang on a second now, I don't actually look like this. But on the Samsungs, you can actually move it, slide the little slider down so that you look normal and you see the state of yourself. But on the iPhone, it seems like this is a default setting. Now, again, some are wondering if this is just a little glitch and it's something that Apple could fix and the next update of iOS will have you looking like your usual wrecked self. But for the moment, just if you have a new iPhone, give it a go and see how well you look.
You have a new phone from Alcatel.
Yes, indeed.
And it's rather large format.
It's a 6-inch screen.
Very slim.
Isn't it beautiful? So again, we'll put images up on @PatKennyNT on Twitter. This is an Alcatel device, 6-inch screen, very thin, very classic Android looking device. You know, if you put that alongside the new Sonys or the new Samsungs, you'd be hard picked to pick the cheap one out of the lineup. Internally, well, first things first, there's a 2K screen, so it's not the fancy pants 4K screens that some of the high-end manufacturers are putting out there at the moment. However, there's a fingerprint scanner on the back, so the security is there. There's 2 gigs of RAM, a decent processor, 16. There's dual camera on the back as well, so you can take those lovely photographs. So there's 16 megapixel with autofocus, HDR, and then a 2 megapixel for lens depth. There's a 5 megapixel selfie camera with the flash, so if you want to be on video calls or take those all-important selfies, you can do so. Internally, there's 16 gigs of storage, which isn't ideal. However, you can boost that up to 128 with a micro SD card. And the battery is 3000 milliamps. So,
good battery life.
But guess how much it costs? For all that incredible spec, which, you know, you would...
300, 400?
It's $159.99.
Without a contract?
Without a contract. So that's if you want to walk into Carphone Warehouse now and buy it. It's the Alcatel 3V. I hadn't actually reviewed an Alcatel phone before, and I have to say it impressed me. Now look, to call a spade a spade, it's not as fast as my Samsung Galaxy Note 9. However, that phone costs almost, you know, 10 times the cost of it. It's very, very expensive. So if you're looking for a really nice Android-based phone with a large screen for watching Netflix or movies or anything like that, this is most certainly worth considering for less than €160.
Very good. Now, the questions that have been coming in, could you ask Jess what's the best program or device to edit and join up video cam footage from a Sony cam and also Samsung phone to make one film? I have baby footage from the last few years, both from video cam and phone cam. I'd like to put them all on a DVD. That's from Alan.
So, there are a number of options out there. There's free programs like Movie Maker if you're on a Windows device. If you have an Apple Mac device, which, you know, I'm not sure if you do or not, the Movie Maker software that comes as standard on that is incredible. That's what I use to produce all of my own video content. There are also companies out there who can help you, because it can be a bit of a complex process, particularly if you're taking footage from a number of different devices, because they may shoot in different formats and that kind of stuff. So there's a Galway company called Super 8 Productions who may be able to either give you a bit of direction or else help you out. So they're worth checking out.
Ask Jess what's the best tablet for use in work. Need camera and video and the use of apps. Budget of €200.
So straight away, if your budget is €200 and you're looking for a work device, you may be slightly limited when it comes to performance, because some of the tablets, you know, they're more based for browsing activity or just watching movies. However, if you look out for the Samsung Tab E or the Tab A, they are quite good. Again, they're not going to blow your socks off when it comes to performance, but they will get the job done.
Ask Jess if it's worth getting a new battery for an iPhone 6S Plus. Battery life very poor. Admittedly, I've quite a few apps eating into it. It's about 2 years old.
If you have a few apps on the go, you might want a new smartphone that can perform a bit better for you. We've heard a lot in the last wee while of the 6S's, you know, just lagging in performance, battery life aside. It's quite an old phone now at this stage. I know they're expensive and all the rest, but it might be worth looking at a new phone. It can be expensive, between 60 and €100 to get a new battery replaced, plus you'll be without it for a few days.
I'm so mad, bought a Huawei P Smart phone, having previously owned a 4-year-old Samsung, and my Fitbit Alta HR will not work with Huawei. Fitbit have provided a replacement through the supplier, but apparently will not give a reason as to incompatibility. The store was stupid enough to maintain that it will work when they sync. Nobody taking responsibility, and I'm left with a non-working Fitbit. Who should I approach, and will this issue ever get sorted?
Okay, so this is something that I've looked into in the last few minutes, and it seems as though there is a bit of an issue when it comes to Huawei and the pairing of devices via Bluetooth. So it's not a Fitbit issue, it's actually a Huawei issue. And it's something that they are aware of and they are working on. But I'd ask this person to email patkenny@newstalk.com, because I think I may have found a workaround. I don't want to say I definitely have, but I'll most certainly do my best to help you.
Next one, could you ask Jess which is the best smartphone home device? I'm thinking of getting one for Christmas, Google Home or Alexa Echo. I have a Huawei P20 Pro phone, so just wondering which is best and most compatible. From Derek.
Google Home. I'm a huge fan of Google Home, and the reason for that is because Amazon, I mean, they have a number of devices and they're nice and they're good, but most of us here in Ireland are more Google savvy than we would be Amazon. So I would highly recommend looking at the Google Home. I have the large Google Home, and she is fast becoming my best friend. She's just great.
Have an Alcatel Shine Lite phone. Its camera is stuck in video mode. What to do? From John.
It may be one of those annoying ones that you'll have to just reboot the phone to factory settings. So back everything up to the cloud and then reboot it, and hopefully that'll do the job.
Have you reviewed the Xiaomi Redmi Note 5?
I'm dying to get my hands on a Xiaomi phone. The issue is that I have to buy one and get it delivered here, and there's a long wait time. So I'm working to get my hands on one. However, I was talking to Ray Foley in Virgin Media last week, and he was saying that's what he's using and he's absolutely loving it. So if you're looking for a budget phone, it's definitely worth considering.
I'm a senior. I have an iPhone 6. Can you recommend a phone for me with a bigger font? And I only have hearing in one ear.
If you have an iPhone, you can actually make the text bigger. There are accessibility options on all the phones. So if you go into settings and find accessibility, or even in the search bar, type in accessibility, you will 100% be able to make the text bigger. There are also voice activated controls that you can enable as well.
Is there a problem with Wi-Fi in Dublin for the past week? Real difficulty downloading some apps. No problems before. Nothing else changed. Same phone. I presume that's the public Wi-Fi.
Public Wi-Fi, yeah. Or if you're saying it's kind of a more widespread thing, it may well depend on your provider. I haven't heard of any issues, but sometimes, you know, the networks may be doing updated or maintenance work on the networks, so that could impact it. But I haven't heard anything major, to be honest.
I bought a MacBook Pro in October 2009. It's so painfully slow at this point. But like new physically, just wondering wondering, can I update the hardware or should I give up and remortgage for a new one?
Remortgage. No, I'm joking. I'm going through the exact same issue. I have a MacBook Pro out on my desk outside the studio and what's doing is beach balling. So that's when the little wheel's spinning in my face. And what I've been recommended to do is take everything off it and flush it. So basically put it back to factory settings, because the hardware in these most recent MacBooks, the ones that are 2013 and newer, they're solid state drives. And what that means is you can't add any more RAM in. You can't expand the hard drive or anything like that. It's all just one piece.
This is 2009 though, so it's old style memory.
So if it's old, possibly maybe get on to the guys from Back from the Future and see if they can put in the RAM. But I completely know your pain and I'm contemplating remortgaging the house I don't own.
Couple of quick ones. Is it worth upgrading from Note 8 to Note 9?
Oh, I don't know. I'm loving my Note 9. You're a Note 8 user, aren't you?
I'm Note 8, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that it's worth it in terms of the big jump. If you use the pen a lot, the extra functionality is very nice, but I don't know that I'd use my upgrade. I personally would hold off until February when we see what the S10 is going to entail.
Okay, and the final one, can you please ask why I can't move my apps to the SD card on my Samsung phone, from Paul?
This is a pain in the face. Some of them are rooted on, so some of them have to be stored onto the phone. What I would recommend you do is, if they are apps like Facebook and whatever that you've downloaded, uninstall them from the phone, insert the SD card, and then select...
Install them straight onto the SD card.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
very
basic
good
one.
Jess Kelly, Tech Talk Sunday at 6 o'clock.